Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I was about to say the old radio station. It's been a while since I've had to introduce it like that. It almost caught me off guard. You know, you get in a rhythm. You do the same thing every single day. It's just programmed into your mind. We are no longer 610 Sports Radio. It is 96.5 The Fan. Rob, I am happy that we are back in studio. I'm back in my comfort zone. You know, I got the computer right here. You're on the other side of the glass. I sound crisp today. Yesterday, it sounded like we were doing the show from an AAU basketball tournament yesterday. But you know what? We are back in studio. We are home. We're happy to be here. The text line, at least for today, is the same number that it's always been, 913-586-7610. It's like nothing has changed for us over the course of the last couple days or so. We appreciate you guys listening. I do have something very exciting to tell you guys coming up in a bit that will benefit all of you. If you want it to, it's optional. You don't have to do it. But if you would like to, I would highly encourage you to do it. I will tell you what that is coming up in a bit. I also want to tell you what we have planned on the show today. Cole Ragans, he is almost the show. He has to come on the show one more time, but he is almost friend of the show. Cole Ragans is coming back onto the show. Josh Verner will be on the show, and Marlon Wayans is going to be on the show. He is performing this weekend up at the Improv. He is going to call in the 4 o'clock hour. Very happy to catch up with the comedy legend. Marlon Wayans is going to be on the show in the 4 o'clock hour. We are off a little bit earlier than usual because of the Kansas City Royals, but you know what? We will have fun from now until then. It is The Drive. I'm here. Rob is here. You're listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan. Salute to you that are listening on the app. Salute to you that are listening on the podcast page, and maybe you're still listening to the AM dial. We still love and appreciate you the same. All right, enough of me yapping. Take it away, Rob.
Pizza time on The Drive. Carrington, dial me up right now. 586-7965. Caller number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they've taken over the town. They lovingly use 100% whole milk mozzarella, all organic tomato sauce with locally grown fresh ingredients, all made by KC guys who both know and love pizza. They also have a killer selection of craft and local beers, plus unique wine. So, Carrington, whether in the mood for a whole pie or a slice or two is fine. Be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, TASCIO.com.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends. I need you to tell one friend about the switch that we have moved over to 96.5 The Fan. And I promise you, we will keep delivering the same mediocre content that we have been giving you for years over on the AM dial. They have been gracious enough to let it translate over, and we will do that for you on the FM side. Coming up in just a bit, we will give you a random lineup. We got to do that for the FM audience. Some of you are listening for the first time. We do something where we, well, I'll explain to you. You'll hear it in a bit. I would like to give you guys this small tidbit of information before we really dive into things. If you go to the Chiefs game tomorrow, it will be exactly 90 degrees warmer than it was the last time that the Chiefs had a home game. You guys remember, it was -4 degrees at kickoff back on January 13th when the Chiefs took on the Miami Dolphins. You remember the story. People were out there losing their head and shoulders, knees and toes. Their fingers was falling off. It was a lot to go out there and watch Tua Tagovailoa throw for 125 yards and to watch L'Jarius Sneed pile drive Tyreek Hill to the ground. But some of you guys were out there. You know my stance. My stance has not changed from the AM to the FM. I am the same. If you were telling me outside it is the same temperature as Gatorade flavors, I ain't going. Arctic chill, Arctic blast, winter fresh. If it starts sounding like bubblegum out there, I'm not going. I don't want no parts of it. You know what? I would go to Saturday's game. It's going to be a nice, cool, and calm 87 degrees. I'm looking at the weather report, Rob. They're calling it sunny and muggy out there tomorrow. That sounds like my kind of game. Sunny and muggy and 87 degrees. So salute to you that are going out to Arrowhead tomorrow to watch the Chiefs take on the Lions. I'm sure that it is going to be the most riveting affair. It's almost going to match the intensity of the last time that the Lions came to Kansas City. Certainly equally as important. But if you're going out to the game tomorrow, it is going to be 90 degrees warmer than it was the last time that you got a chance to attend a Chiefs game out at Arrowhead Stadium. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about baseball. So earlier today on MLB Network, they did a top five faces of the game. This is who they had. Number five, they had Paul Skenes, who was the best young pitcher in baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Number four, they had Bobby Witt Jr. Number three, they had Bryce Harper. Number two, they had Shohei Ohtani. And number one on the list, according to MLB Network, the most prominent face in baseball is Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. Isn't it just cool to have a player that is worthy of being on this list? Think about the guys that are on this list. Aaron Judge, who is the fastest baseball player in history to hit 300 home runs. Shohei Ohtani is the most skilled and talented baseball player that we have ever seen. Bryce Harper, I would say that he is the best baseball prodigy that we have ever seen before. The kid was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler and turned out to be a future Hall of Famer. Paul Skenes, who last season at this time was pitching in college, in LSU in the College World Series, a year later is starting the All-Star game and is dating one of the most popular women on the internet. You have somebody that is in that mix. I'm not here to have the debate on whether or not you think Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in baseball or he got robbed or snubbed on this list. I do not care about this. It is just exciting to see that you have a player that is in this conversation and all of us agree. This is not force. This is not trolling. This is not engagement farming. This is, hey, these are the top five guys in baseball right now. If you were buying a ticket to a game, if you were sitting down in front of your television and choosing to watch the game, these are the people that you need to be paying attention to. These are the people that drive the interest. And this weekend, the Reds have one of those players. Ellie De La Cruz is one of the most exciting young players in baseball. Also plays shortstop. A guy that can hit for average. A guy that can hit for power. A guy that can run the bases. A great defensive player. One of the most exciting young players in the game. You know when you go to the store and you see something really shiny and cool and you think, man, I want one of those. You have one of those if you're a Royals fan. You have a Bryce Harper. You have a Paul Skenes. You have an Ellie De La Cruz. You have a Mookie Betts that you have the opportunity to watch on Bally Sports, listen on 96.5 The Fan, go out and see at Kauffman Stadium, and you got him locked in for the next 11 seasons. So I wanted to start today's show a little bit different. We got a chance to break down the AL wildcard standings and where they sit in the division, but as we are back in studio for our first show on the new signal, I just want to highlight the fact of how cool it is that the Royals genuinely have a superstar franchise cornerstone kind of player. We've seen some really great players come through Kansas City. Salvador Perez, currently still on the team, one of those guys. He's never been one of the five faces of baseball. Alex Gordon, Eric Hosmer, Zach Greinke. They've had a lot of great individual players on the Royals over the course of the last 10 to 15 years. They've never had a player like this, where you can see before the age of 25 years old, He's different. He's special. He has a legitimate argument to win the American League MVP. You think at some point he is going to win American League MVP. A guy who, if he stays healthy, is going to go to 12, 13 All-Star games. A guy that, if this team gets back to the postseason and gets back to the highs that they had in 14 and 15, he is going to be the absolute biggest reason of why they did that. So I wanted to share this list with you guys. According to MLB Network, these are the top five faces in baseball: Paul Skenes, Bobby Witt Jr., Bryce Harper, Shohei Ohtani, and Aaron Judge. Those are the top five faces in baseball. Coming up on the other side, we're going to give our respects to my brother Danny Parkins. Today was his last day on 670 The Score in Chicago. I want to play for you what his sound off was. But before we do that, we have a rule on this show for those of you who could be tuning in for the first time. We have a rule. If we talk about the Royals in any capacity to start the show, it can only mean one thing. In crystal clear FM, hit me, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, I'm in a great mood. We're on the FM dial. It's a big time. So let's go back to our favorite year, 2003, for today's random Royals lineup. On this day in 2003, leading off in right field, Aaron Guile.
You know Aaron Guile is one of my favorite players.
Batting second, the shortstop, rookie of the year, Angel Barroa.
Let's get it. I'm happy that you finally are showing Angel Barroa the respect that he deserves, because you did not respect him over on 610 Sports Radio. I'm happy that at 96.5 The Fan, you have become a fan of Angel Barroa, who should be in the Royals Hall of Fame.
Batting third, the trash can banger in center field, Carlos Beltran.
Mr. Trash Can Man. Why were they so mean to Oscar on Sesame Street? For a show that promoted love, they didn't really love Oscar. Oscar wasn't that bad. Oscar has had a tough childhood. He doesn't need to be loved.
Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Mike Sweeney.
Royals legend. I love Mike Sweeney.
Batting fifth.
Have we ever had Mike Sweeney on the show before?
We have not.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get Mike Sweeney on the show. How do we do that? I've seen Mike Sweeney multiple times, and he's never come on the show before.
Batting fifth, the first baseman, Raul Ibanez.
Another Royals Hall of Famer. They wouldn't have won the World Series without Raul Ibanez.
Big facts. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Desi Relaford.
What was Desi Relaford hitting? He was definitely hitting less than 250.
277.
Oh, my goodness. 277 might get you a batting title in 2024.
Batting seventh, the third baseman, Mindy Lopez.
Another Royals Hall of Famer hit a big home run.
Batting eighth, the left fielder, D. Brown.
How did this team not win the World Series? This team is stacked.
And batting ninth, behind the plate, Mike DeFelice.
I don't know how this team didn't win the World Series. I'm guessing pitching was the reason. Who pitched this day? The this Royals, feels like a Kyle Davies start.
The Royals got 3 1/3 and 9 earned from
Seth Lugo.
Ranelvis Hernandez went out there and got beat around, moving his ERA to 4.61 on the season. The Royals lost on this date in 2003, 14-5 at home to the Minnesota Twins.
That was Seth Lugo earlier this week. Shout out to Ranelvis Hernandez. If you got a Ranelvis Hernandez Royals jersey, let me know right now. I got cash in hand. I got a Venmo, Cash App, Zelle. However you want to try to get the Ranelvis Hernandez jersey to me, I'm ready to pay. But only under one condition. I don't want their regular white uniforms or the regular blue uniforms. I want the gray with the black sleeves. You know the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about those old RSTN uniforms. I'm talking about Bob Davis and Paul Splittorff on the call. For those of you that remember watching the Royals on Metro Sports, those are the Ranelvis Hernandez jerseys. I want the Jose Rosado Royals jerseys, not those old regular, degular ones. I don't want those. Coming up on the other side, we're going to pay respects to our dear friend Danny Parkins, who signed off officially today on 670 The Score, and I have some really exciting news to tell you guys. That's coming up. Keep right here, so drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Brenton is also here taking you up to 4:30 today. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Cole Ragans is going to be on the show, all-star pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. Josh Vernier will be on the show. Also, Marlon Wayans is going to be on the show. He is performing at the Improv all weekend if you want to go check him out. Before we get back to very serious sports things, I want to tell you guys something very exciting. You guys do a lot of talking on the text line. I see it every single day. You guys have never missed on a pick. You guys know exactly what team is going to win every single week. You've never missed on the NFL draft. You guys have aspired to some level of NFL knowledge that us normal, mere mortal human beings have never been able to ascend to. We have a competition every year for you to prove just that. Now, some of you will stick to just talking online because that's what you're good at. But for those of you that want to compete, we have brought back the Survivor League this year, and we have upped the stakes. We have $1,000 worth of prizes in play. If you win, you get $500 to the other place. That's a lot of food, a lot of drinks, a lot of pizzas, a lot of wings. It's a great time. You come in second place, you get $300. You come in third place, you get $100. You come in fourth or fifth, because if you finish top five in this very competitive league, I have a generous enough heart to make sure that we give you something. You get 50 apiece. Fourth place gets $50. Fifth place gets $50 worth of prizes. All you have to do is sign up. You don't have to pay anything. Just listen to the show and sign up. All the information is right there in the email. This is what you need to do. Right now, I know you got an email address. I know you're on your phone. Type, go to your email and email 965thedrive. 965thedrive@gmail.com. When you email that, you will automatically get a response that will tell you how to sign up for Survivor. This is a, you know what Survivor is. You get one pick a week. If you miss, if you're incorrect, you're out of here. There ain't no second chances. There ain't no double elimination. There's no loser pool. There's no, oh, I didn't know. We do this every year. We've been doing this every year, Rob, for how long? Five, six. So Danny was here. We were doing Survivor. Danny's been in Chicago for 7 years. So if you would like to participate in this year's Survivor, I'm happy to have you. You're probably going to lose to me, but I'm still happy that you want to interact with the show. All you need to do is email 965thefan@gmail.com. When you email that, you will get a bounce back. It's 100% free. There's no reason for you not to sign up. No reason for you not to sign up. You can go ahead and make your week one pick and go and take yourself out of your misery right now. Pick the wrong team, eliminate yourself, and leave the prize to the winners. Because these prizes, Rob, they ain't for losers. And a lot of you are going to be losers in this. Last year, what do we have, 1,400 people play? So one more time, I'm going to tell you. Email 965thedrive@gmail.com. You will get a bounce back email. It will tell you exactly how to sign up. It's free. You just got to pick one team every week to win in the NFL. You can't double up. You guys know how to play Survivor. It's $1,000 worth of prizes. Top five are going to get a prize. We hope you play. I've already signed up. Rob has already signed up. Rob has promised us that he's going to make it to see the leaves change. He didn't do that last year. Rob was eliminated almost immediately. Almost immediately. In fact, Jalen Daniels played more than Rob did last year in Survivor. He played longer than Rob did in Survivor. Rob, where were you at? Week three? It wasn't long for you, my boy. It was quick. It was a real one-hitter quitter. I think you might have made it to week three. It was embarrassing last year. So I would encourage you guys to sign up for Survivor. We're excited to bring it back. We tried to up the stakes, tried to get more prizes, want as many of you to play as possible. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've already given you the rules on how to sign up. I'll remind you guys over the course of the show and over the next couple of weeks, you have until the first Chiefs game to sign up. So you have 3 weeks to sign up for Survivor. I'll remind you again. I do want to play this audio for you guys. You guys know my dear friend Danny Parkins. He is leaving 670 The Score in Chicago, and he is going to take, quote, a national TV job. Now, you guys don't know what the national TV job is. I know what the national TV job is. I'm sure you can guess what the national TV job is, but I can't say anything. I do want to play for you guys his sign-off earlier today. So he did his last show on Wednesday, and they have a radiothon. So they raise money every year for cancer. Danny's brother passed away from cancer a couple of years ago. So this is obviously very personal to Danny. I'm happy to support him in any way that I can. And I want to play for you guys Danny's sign-off as he is done with 670 The Score.
And the best sports radio station in the country. God, I love this place. It was my dream job. I wasn't looking to leave. I left Chicago once to better my family, to get back here. And now this crazy thing happened, and I'm going to leave again. And I can't believe I'm leaving again, but I'm okay with leaving again because I know it's right for my wife, Stephanie, and my sons, Owen and Eli, who matter more to me than anyone in the world. And it also makes it easier knowing that I have an open door to come back here, both to get awesome Caleb Williams takes off and for the Super Bowl parade. And don't be afraid of success, Bears fans, because it's coming. And I'm going to rep you so damn hard nationally. It's going to be amazing. And I might be a little insufferable on it because Caleb's going to win more MVPs than Jordan Love. And it's going to be awesome. But, oh, God. And it makes it easier knowing that I can come back and do this. And my mom and my sister, Amy, Amy sent me a text in a group thread with my sister, Megan, and just now it said that Brad and Dad would be proud of me. And there's nothing in the world other than the love of those who are still with us that mean more to me than that. So Jen, Jack, and Katie, I can't wait to see you tomorrow at Wrigley. I can't wait to be on the field with you, Jack, when you throw out that first pitch to council tomorrow. So this is just, I'm crying on camera and on the air, and I love my family so much, and I miss my brother and my dad so much. And I'll be back because we are at $558,000 for cancer research, and the Cubs said I can come back and do it, and the Score said I can come back and do it. So damn it, I'm going to come back and do it, and we're going to beat that number next year. So it's goodbye for now. Chicago will never leave me. This place will never leave me, and you'll hear from me soon. So thank you all so very much. Back to the best sports radio station in the country. One last time, I'm Danny Parkins on The Score.
That was Danny Parkins earlier today on 670 The Score. That was at the end of a 24-hour radiothon that they do where 100% of the proceeds go to cancer. I told this to Danny a couple of days ago when I went on his show. I think a lot of you know this. I would consider Nick Wright to be my mentor. You know, I met Nick Wright in the lobby of the building that we are in right now. I heard of him before, but I didn't know Danny on a personal or Nick on a personal level before I got here. I sent a blind email as a high school sophomore to 610 and 810, and 810 did not reply, and 610 did. And I did a phone interview as I was waking up from a nap, and I got offered an internship position, and it has just been a wild ride for me. It's been a wild ride for them. And I tell people this all the time, that even though Nick might be my mentor, the person that taught me the most about radio was being around Danny every single day for as long as we were, and having the ability to ask questions to and bounce ideas off of and learn how to interview people and learn how to form topics and how to turn my thoughts into things that you guys would interact with and engage with. You know, Danny has been the most important person on my journey to be a better radio host. So anything I can do to celebrate him, I'm always going to do. You know, Danny and I grew up together in a lot of separate ways. I was still living at home when I met Danny. You know, like, we both become fathers along this journey. We both have elevated in our respective fields together. So It's been really cool to see his journey. I'm really excited for when he can tell you guys what he is doing next. It's certainly not my place to do that. Eventually, he is going to do that. Eventually, his company is going to do that. You guys will find that out sooner rather than later. But he has done a really, really special thing over the last 24 hours. So I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate him. I know that you guys think this is easy, and I don't want to make it seem like I do the hardest thing in the world. Man, it's really hard to do afternoon radio at a high level for 7.5 years. It's really, really difficult to do, especially in a market like Chicago. I told you guys, there are not many jobs that I would have considered other than the one that I currently have. I tried to do the Chicago job. Now, I don't think I really had a shot at doing it. I think they were only going to have two Chicago natives do the show. I never got cooked the way I got cooked on that text line the first day I did it. I think I've told you the story, Rob. So, you know, they told me I could fill in for 2 days. I could audition. I could interview. I was really excited. Never really thought I had a chance to do it, but it was just cool to do the show with Danny again. So it was October of 2020, and I prepared my ass off. I felt like I knew the Bears as well as I knew the Chiefs. At 1:30, I had to scrap everything I knew about the Bears, and they hired Tony La Russa as their manager for the Chicago White Sox. And I went on there and said, I don't know why you guys are that mad about this. Rob, I'm telling you, for 4 hours, I got cooked in a way. You guys make fun of me for picking the Chargers, like a ha, ha, ha. You guys know my heart. You know where I'm telling you, I was the outsider telling you that, hey, this move isn't that bad. I got cooked. It made me question if I had made the right career decision. It was one of those days that you know you have where you go to bed at like 8:30, like, man, you know, I'm just going to start over tomorrow. I didn't even know if I wanted to do that Friday show. But I went to sleep early. I woke up like, man, I know I can do this. And I thought I did a really good job on that Friday. Now, I didn't do a good enough job. They didn't give me the job. I'm still here with you guys. But yeah, man, so I just wanted to tell you guys that story. I wanted to highlight my brother, Danny Parkins. Congratulations to him, and I'm excited for what his next move is. All right, coming up on the other side, we're expected to be joined by Cole Reagans, all-star pitcher. He will be on the show. Josh Vernier will be on the show. Let's talk a little Chiefs until then. I will tell you guys what I am looking for most in tomorrow's preseason game. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We are expected to be joined by Cole Reagans coming up in about 10 minutes. Until then, let's talk a little Kansas City Chiefs football right here on 96.5 The Fan. In the Chiefs' last game, the Chiefs ran 27 pass plays, and they ran 27 times. Pretty balanced. They gave Carson Steele 4 carries in the game. I want to see that number double, if not triple, in this game. You know who I don't need to get carries? Amani Bailey. I don't need Ian Book taken off in this game or a QB keeper in this game. You know what I would really like to see? I'd really like to see Carson Steele get a prolonged opportunity to play and see what he can do at the running back position. The example I would give, and I understand that it is a different scenario, but you guys remember whenever Russell Wilson was trying to be the starter for the Seattle Seahawks and they had Matt Flynn. Well, they didn't start Matt Flynn and they gave Russell Wilson, they gave him a lot of time to go out there and play. I want to see that same thing from Carson Steele on Saturday. I want to see him get 8 to 10 carries. I want to see them throw him the ball one time out of the backfield, and I want to see what he can do. All right, let's head to the phone lines right now, a little earlier than expected, but that's certainly fine. We are joined by a Major League Baseball all-star. He starts for your Kansas City Royals. Cole Reagans joins us on the show today. Cole, happy to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, Cole. I have to tell you that you have to come on one more time to be friend of the show. Now, we like you. I don't want to say that you're not a friend of the show, but you have to come on 3 times. That's the rule.
All right.
All right, right now we're talking to Cole Reagans. I do want to know how hunting is going. Last time you told me that you like shooting Bambi. I just want to know, have you shot Bambi recently? Where are we at on the hunting? You did have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, no, haven't been hunting yet. I won't do that till the off season.
When you go hunting, who do you normally go hunting with? Like, who are your ideal people to go hunting with?
I got a couple buddies from back home that we go together a pretty good bit.
How long have you guys been hunting together?
Since high school, probably. We've been friends for a while.
Do you like to hunt more or fish?
Probably hunt, honestly.
I feel like the hunting and fishing, they kind of go side by side. Like, you don't know anybody that does one without doing the other. What's the biggest deer that you've got before? What's the biggest fish that you've caught?
Oh, man. Biggest deer, I mean, it isn't very big. I mean, probably like a – I have not killed a big deer. Like, it's – I enjoy it, but never killed anything like a trophy-style buck or anything. It's like a little four-point or something. But fishing-wise, off the top of my head, probably – I've caught like a 54-pound catfish before.
Is that really big? I don't know anything about 54 pounds for a fish. That sounds really, really big. That sounds like a small 4-year-old.
Size catfish. That's a pretty good size catfish.
Okay. I also do give you a lot of credit, Cole. You were the first person to ever tell an honest hunting story. Because if I was you, I would have said the greatest tale. I would have told you how I killed the biggest buck that I ever seen.
Oh, no. I mean, I've been with some buddies like hunting. You know, we're in different tree stands and stuff, and they've killed some pretty big ones, but I've never killed a big one.
All right, if you had to give advice to somebody who was hunting for the first time, so take me, for example. I've never gone hunting. The only hunting I've ever done is big buck hunter at the arcade. What is the first rule of hunting?
Watch where you're pointing your gun.
I don't even know if you need a second rule after that. That seems like all of the rules.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. Don't expect to go out and kill something because you're probably not going to see anything more times than you are.
Right now, we're talking to – go ahead, Cole. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, so that's probably the biggest thing is you're going to have some boring days, but you just got to enjoy it.
What are you doing on these boring days? Are you, like, listening to music in these? Are you, like, talking to your friends? Or is it, like, you really got to be out there quiet the whole time you're there?
If I'm deer hunting, we're all in different tree stands. So it's kind of – we'll have a group chat, texting back and forth, you know, just seeing if we – you know, what if anybody else has seen anything in a different part of the woods. If we're, like, duck hunting, we're all sitting together. So we're sitting there, you know, kind of talking quietly, messing around a little bit, but just trying to be still.
Right now, we're talking to Cole Reagans, all-star pitcher, joining us on the show today. Cole, I've always wanted to ask a Royals player this question. I know how excited I get for the hot dog derby. Do you guys as players get excited for the hot dog derby?
We enjoy watching it. There's been some good ones this year, so there's been some ones that's made us laugh pretty good.
Which one are you cheering for? Are you cheering for mustard, ketchup, or relish?
I don't know. I wait until after they show the faces of everyone, and then I decide.
Okay, you know, that's a good strategy. Cole, you actually have the power to do this. I want them to add barbecue sauce.
Oh, add barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I want them to add barbecue sauce. That just seems like a very Kansas City thing. You go to a cookout, you get you a little piece of bread, you put a little barbecue sauce in there. I wanted to make it a little bit more Kansas City with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I don't know if I have the pull for that, but I could see that going in well.
I mean, something tells me, Cole, whenever it comes time to contract or arbitration, why don't you just suggest that to J.J. Piccolo and see what happens?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I think you got a good shot at getting that done. Right now we're talking to Cole Reagans on the show today, keeping it with the theme of hot dogs. So Cole, I will give you two toppings to put on a hot dog. Like, I've really turned into an onion and, like, spicy mustard kind of guy on my hot dog. What are you putting on your dog?
I'm kind of weird when it comes to my hot dogs, but the most I really ever put on it's mustard. That's about it.
I'm happy you don't put ketchup on there. Ketchup is gross.
No, I don't like ketchup at all on anything. I don't like ketchup.
Is there anything else that you just don't like? Like, ketchup is on this list. Like, I will not eat ketchup. Is there anything else on there?
Ketchup, mushrooms are probably my big two. And then onions have to be, like, finely chopped.
Cole, is there a food that you hated at 12 years old that now you're like, man, I really like it? Because I've actually come around to onions and peppers. When I was a kid, wanted nothing to do with them.
Yeah,
but now as an adult, I like them.
Yeah, I mean, peppers probably. I didn't really care for peppers when I was younger, but now I like peppers. I enjoy peppers on you know, certain things and with certain things.
Right now, we're talking to Cole Reagans here for a couple more minutes, getting you ready for today's game between the Royals and the Reds. Just, I got one or two baseball questions. We'll get back to fun questions. What is it like to be in the middle of this? You know, at my job, we say, you know, this series is the biggest series that the Royals have had, and the next series is the biggest series. You know, you were in a really big spot a couple of days ago against the Twins. You guys really needed that win to avoid the sweep. What is it like to be in the middle of this right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a blast getting to play with this group of guys every single day, show up to the field every single day with this, you know, this group of guys is you know, it's special and it's fun. I think everybody shows up with the same mindset of, you know, all we want to do is win every single day. And, you know, but we know when to have fun and we know when it's time to be serious. And, you know, it's a joy being able to play with each and every one of these guys.
Cole, I'm constantly checking the standings. Are you guys aware of the standings, or is this something that you guys just try to keep out of your mind?
I mean, obviously you're aware of the MLB networks all over TVs and the clubhouses and, you know, stuff like that. But I think overall it's just like, you know, if we take care of each game day by day, you know, it's just, you know, try to win each and every day. And if we win, you know, we know we're in a good spot. We know where we are, and it's just one of those things where we try not to think about that too much and more so just focus on each game, take it day by day, and you know, go from there.
What is it like to turn on the television and see them talking about you or see highlights of yourself on television? This never happens in my profession, but it happens in yours all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really put too much thought into it, I feel like. I mean, it's a team game, you know. You know, somebody might have a good day that day, and the next day, you know, it's somebody else helping the team win. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's just it's fun to be a part of this with each and every guy. And, you know, you never know who's going to be the guy that day. And it's like I said, it's really fun to be a part of.
So we just finished the Olympics. Cole, right now, if I said I'll give you $1 million and you have to pick one player on your team that you are 100% certain that you would beat in a race, who would you challenge?
That I would beat in a race?
100%. Like right now, you challenge them, the winner gets $1 million. You know, you can't challenge Bobby. He's going to beat you in the race. Who are you calling out?
MJ Melendez.
I actually think you got that one, Cole.
Oh, man. No, I hope he hears this just so he knows.
I think you got him. All right, Cole, in that same vein, so let's say right now you quit baseball and then you try to be an Olympic athlete in something else. What do you think in 4 years that you could be ready to go to the 2028 Olympics in?
Oh, man. Nothing to do with swimming. That's tough. I mean, nothing to do with swimming or jumping. Maybe something, I mean, 4 years. I don't know. Because, like, the running thing, the guys that are running are unbelievable. I mean, I watched a guy run a mile in, like, 3 minutes and 27 seconds the other day. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, Cole, just looking at the Olympics, I actually think breakdancing. I feel like if you give yourself 4 years, you can be a breakdancer.
Absolutely not. That is one thing I can do, and that's dance.
I am curious to get your thoughts on this, Cole. I would like to see Major League Baseball players participate in the next Olympics. Do you have any thoughts? If you got asked to compete in the Olympics, if Major League Baseball had a break, would you be interested in participating in the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be, you know, obviously be pretty cool to represent, you know, your country in the Olympics and get to face everyone else. It's kind of like the WBC style thing, but it's the Olympics. You compete for a gold medal. Obviously, that'd be awesome, but just the timing is a little weird right in the middle of the season. And, you know, it's kind of a little over the halfway point. So it'd be a little weird with the timing, but obviously that'd be, you know, pretty cool to compete for a gold medal.
The last time we had you on the show, you said that you were a video game player, but you were more of a PC player. So I want you to go back to 12-year-old. What was your favorite game? What was your first video game console? What was 12-year-old Cole Reagans playing?
12-year-old Cole Reagans did not have video games. I did not have a video game console until my second year in pro ball, and I was able to buy it myself.
How was that? Just, you know, finally having it on your own. What were you playing when you first got it?
I think I MLB The Show, like Franchise or Diamond Dynasty.
I've actually never played The Show. How is it?
I mean, I enjoy it. I always do like a franchise type thing where you go through a draft, you draft your players, your farm system, and you're kind of like the GM, but you also get to play the game. You can choose to play each game or sim it or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now that you're on the game, are you happy with your character? Like, are you happy with your overall and everything?
I haven't played The Show in probably over a year, so I don't know. I have the new one for Nintendo Switch, but I haven't played it yet. So I might break it out in the off season.
Okay. All right, Cole. Next time you're on The Show, we can officially make you friend of the show, and I'm going to have your MLB Show the ratings, and we're going to talk about them, and we're going to see if you're happy with them.
All right. Sounds good.
That is Cole Ragans joining us on the show today. He is an all-star pitcher. He is in Cincinnati as the Royals get ready for an important three-game set against the Reds. Cole, happy to have you join us again, man. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Absolutely. That is Cole Ragans joining us on the show today. Happy to have him join us live from Cincinnati as the Royals get ready for a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds. I'm happy to... When was the last time that we had a Royals player be friend of the show? It was Amir Garrett, right? That was the last friend of the show we've had. That has been a while since he's been on the team. One more appearance from Cole Ragans, and he gets to be friend of the show. I'm excited about it.
I mean, I like Cole Ragans. I love Cole Ragans, the pitcher, but getting to know Cole Ragans, the person, has made this a lot more fun. Like, I'm excited to have him elevate to friend of the show. Maybe one day our friend of the show can start game one of a playoff series. That'd be a fun little world.
That's what I'm talking about here. See, we know how to pick them. We know how to pick friends of the show. Can we get Bobby Witt Jr. next? That's all we want. We want Cole Ragans or Bobby Witt Jr. If you're not those two, we don't want you. We don't want you on our show. Is there anybody else we would take? You know what? I would take MJ Melendez now that I'm thinking about it. I like Cole Ragans, though. I like him being friend of the show.
I'm trying to think. We had the A's beat writer on. He said Lucas Erceg is a great personality. We could try Lucas Erceg.
I don't want any other athlete on the show until we get Connor Steele on the show. I don't want anyone. Tomorrow the Chiefs could call him and be like, hey, you guys want Patrick Mahomes? No. Can you hand it to his running back, please? We don't want Patrick on the show. We talked to Patrick enough. What's Connor Steele up to that we really want on the show? We want Carson on the show. We don't got Carson. We don't want any of you guys on the show. Rob, is there anything that you are looking for in this preseason game? We'll get back to the Chiefs a little bit more in depth coming up at the top of the hour. The two things that I'm looking for is I want more Carson Steele opportunities. He only got 4 touches in the last game. That's just not enough. And I also want to see how the Chiefs adjust to the kickoff rule. It is new for everybody. The Chiefs handled the kickoff rule the worst of any team in the first week of the preseason. Now, it's the preseason. I'm not going to get too up in arms about it, but the real game starts in less than 3 weeks. So the two things that I'm looking for is I want to learn more about Carson Steele and giving him more opportunities, and I want to see improvement in kickoff. They were bad in defending the kickoff. They were bad in receiving the kickoff. They were bad in all forms of the new rule last week.
I think Mitch Holta said yes on the show perfectly. You know what I'm watching? Kingsley Suamataia. Like, that's the answer. Because the thought is, and Mitch alluded to this yesterday, you can catch that on the podcast page, he thinks Kingsley will get all the first team run and then a series or two with the second team just to kind of get him acclimated. Well, when he's running with the first team, he's up against Aiden Hutchinson. And Aiden Hutchinson is one of those guys. Aiden Hutchinson is one of those type of players. I don't need Kingsley to dominate. That's, I think, asking too much. I just want him to hold his ground as best he can. So I know it's lame. I know it's boring. I know it's not sexy on the eye. But Aiden Hutchinson versus Kingsley Suamataia is what I'm watching on Saturday, because if he can do well in that job, in week 2, preseason, you're not acclimated to the offense yet, and you take care of Aiden Hutchinson mostly, or you run to a stalemate mostly, then I'm going to feel a lot more confident with the Chiefs' left tackle, because right now that is their biggest question other than wide receiver depth.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. I do want to play this audio for you guys very quickly. The Vikings will have lost J.J. McCarthy for the rest of the season. He has torn a meniscus in his knee. He's done. Here is Ian Rappaport talking about what the Vikings' plan is going to be moving forward. It sounds like they're going to keep it with Sam Darnold.
Crushing situation for J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. He, of course, is out for the season with a torn meniscus. It escalated so quickly. Reported to the team that he was dealing with knee soreness, got it examined. They realized there was a meniscus tear. And when he went into surgery, doctors have two options. They can do the trim, which gets a player back probably in 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks. But for long term, there could be some issues there. Or the repair, the full repair of the meniscus, which puts a player back in about 4 or 5 months, of course, knocks him out for the season, but long-term is better. That was the option that was necessary for J.J. McCarthy. So, of course, the next time we'll see him is 2025. Should also mention, this is important for the Vikings, Sam Darnold was going to be the starter. There is a lot of excitement for J.J. McCarthy, but based on the way it's set up, based on, of course, the contract for Sam Darnold, the way he was playing in the preseason, his experience, he was going to be the starter. So with Darnold as the starter, as he was, it is Nick Mullins now as the backup. I would expect the Vikings to kind of keep their eyes open for a veteran quarterback, maybe some sort of a cut-down day trade, maybe someone who is released unexpected. Always you're going to scour the league for some depth options, but make no mistake, it is going to be Sam Darnold now as their starter.
That was Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with the top story right now in the NFL that the Vikings have lost their rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I am here telling you right now that if you were somebody that likes to lay down a little bit of money on these games, I'm telling you right now to bet on the Vikings to be the worst team in the league. Sam Darnold, we know he stinks. In his career, he is completing 59% of his passes, 63 touchdowns, 56 interceptions. If you were telling me that the plan is to start him for 17 games this season, then the Vikings got a chance to be the worst team in the league. I got a chance to watch the Patriots yesterday. I think that Drake May might be all right this year. I don't think the Patriots are going to be the worst team in the league. I know everybody thinks that. I think there's a chance it's the Minnesota Vikings, especially with Sam Darnold. So I think you can get them right now at 10-1 to be the worst team in the league. That's who I like. If Sam Darnold is there, I'm telling you, that man stinks. We have seen 6 years of Sam Darnold. I have no reason to believe that he is a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll bounce back and forth between the Chiefs and the Royals. Preseason game number 2 is tomorrow at Arrowhead. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.